Welcome to Otaku American. This is Mikey Fresh here. In today's episode of Otaku American, I am literally sitting here and I'm watching Burn the Witch. I think it's they have it listed as season two, but I'm going to talk more about that and a little bit about some gaming. And yeah, we're a couple hours out from the new year, so stay tuned. So I'm going to start with Burn the Witch, and I'm also going to talk a little bit about the What If series. You know what? I'm going to start with What If first. So I saw the What If series. It's funny because by the time I saw it, when it came out, I saw the first episode. I thought the first episode was cool. It's 9 episodes, just like the season that came out in 2021. But I think I did enjoy how they released this season 2's. Season 2's, I think it started, it had to start 9 days from yesterday. So it started on the 21st, maybe? Yeah, it started on the 21st of December. And every day, a new episode came out. So, and to me, that was, and it's funny because I didn't know that was the case. So I ended up talking to Soapbox, and Soapbox was telling me, hey, you know, I was like, hey, did you see the new season of What If from on Disney? And he was like, yeah, he's like, I saw the first episode or whatever. But he was like, you know, all the episodes are coming out until the 30th. And I was like, you mean all the episodes are coming out by the 30th? Or there's an episode coming out every day up until the 30th? And he's like, the latter. There's an episode coming out every day up until the 30th. And I was like, oh boy. I was like, okay, I could rock with that. That's something I would prefer to see them do, especially now when Marvel's not doing so hot right now. People have all kinds of different things as to why they think Marvel's movies aren't doing so well. Some people saying it's too, I don't like using this term, but too woke. And all this other stuff. And then they have all these other things. And I'm just like, to me, I think we're getting to the point where we're kind of getting burnt out from all the Marvel stuff and all the superhero shows and movies and everything else. Like, we need like we need a break. And see, the problem in this, I had this conversation earlier today in church. And some of my friends in church, for people who don't know, I do the media ministry in my church. I do video work, photography, drone work, that kind of stuff. So I'm talking to my friends who are in the same ministry as I am. And we're talking, and they're like, hey, have you seen the new Color Purple movie? And I'm like, and everybody there has seen it. And they're like, yeah, I've seen it, this, that, and the third. And I was like, nah, I haven't seen it. And they're like, oh, you need to go see it. And I was like, nah, I really don't want to see that movie. And the way I feel about that movie is kind of the way I feel about the Marvel movies themselves. It's just that I'm ready to see new IPs. I'm ready to watch new things. I don't want to keep watching the same stuff I've seen 10, 15, sometimes even 5 years ago. Just being rehashed because they're like, oh, people liked it, so let's come out with this again. Like, you know, and that, I think that's also why I kind of fell away from watching the Scott Pilgrim. Like, I watched it the first 2 episodes, and then I was just like, all right, I'm cool. Even though there's enough of a difference, to me, it reminds me of like Final Fantasy VII when it came out with it again on PlayStation, or PlayStation 4, or PlayStation 5, whichever one. And then it's deviates where, like, what's her name? I forgot the girl's name. Who dies in 7, ends up not dying. Spoiler alert, I guess. Ends up not dying or takes another path in that game. So, and Scott Pilgrim kind of does the same thing where there's enough of a differences because it's a series than the original movie. So... And plus, you know, I was kind of I wasn't that concerned because I understand most of the actors and actresses are way older now from when they first did that movie. But it was enough of a difference that it held my attention. I'm sure I'll get back to it, but you know, Burn the Witch is brand new. I mean, yes, it came out in 2020 and there was like 3 episodes, but it was more or less a situation in which it was like Kubo was concerned and still trying to figure, I guess he was still trying to figure out if he's going to still do Bleach or not. And we all know he has, because the last arc of the Bleach has come out, and I have yet to still see it. I'm actually in the middle of watching Burn the Witch, and I haven't even gotten to see, Bleach. And I think the reason why I haven't gotten back to seeing the last arc of Bleach is because I'm like at least 3-4 arcs behind from that moment. So I still have to watch those other shows before I even get to the point where I can watch the final arc of Bleach. So, but Burn the Witch, that's practically brand new. But let me go, before I get into Burn the Witch, let me just say I enjoyed the episodes of What If. I think I liked, like, out of 9 episodes, I probably liked a good like 5 or 6 of them. There's some of them I was just like, I was kind of laboring with watching. But yeah, for the most part, I thought it was a pretty decent show. The What If shows tend to be, you know, hit or miss with me. There's certain things, like in the first season they had the zombie episode. Anyone who's been listening to this podcast for a long time know how I feel about zombies, so I could kind of go without that. I kind of hit upon it a little bit in this new season too, but it wasn't a whole episode of zombies. It was just a moment, basically. I think it was in the last episode even. So you know, for the most part, I thought the show was pretty good. Yeah, if I were to rate it out of 5, I'd probably give it a solid 3.5 maybe. Most of the shows I really have a problem with. I thought they were pretty good. So, but before I close out on this segment, I am going to talk a little bit about Burn the Witch. And Burn the Witch, like I said, it came out initially back in October of 2020. And it's funny because I didn't see these episodes until like 2021. So I watched them. I really enjoyed it. And I was like, oh man, it that sucks sometimes, because when you watch a show and you're late to the party, I guess you could say, and then you're like, okay, cool, then maybe they're going to come out with some more episodes, and then you still got to wait like another two, three years for it to come out again. Because I know December, well, technically yesterday, as the time I'm recording this, being that it's New Year's Eve, yesterday they came out with the worldwide release of Burn the Witch. I want to say episode 1, but I don't think this is an episode, episodic kind of situation. I think this is more or less like, all right, this is what we're going to play right now, and we'll come back to this depending on what happens. So, because I know the manga doesn't have that many episodes in the manga, so I might end up reading the manga and just keeping it pushing, and then hopefully they'll come out with the anime. But basically, this show, the one that came out yesterday, that's being streamed currently on Crunchyroll, it's more or less a prologue to the anime adaptation that we saw earlier. Because I know for me watching the show, I'm like 10 minutes into the show, and they're making references, and the characters are interacting with each other as though they don't know each other. And like, I watched the 3 episodes from basically 3 years ago, and it's good to see that they're hashing out how these relationships started and came into being in this episode, being the prologue. It's similar to like Jujutsu Kaisen, when they showed how we got to the point that we're in now in that anime, with Gojo being younger and everybody else being younger, and people who were dead are alive, and you see them as their younger forms and everything else. So, but hopefully it's not this one episode of Burn the Witch and I gotta wait another 3 years, because that would suck. But hopefully, you know, Kubo, I guess, I don't want to say it this way, but gets it together. And then he comes out with some more episodes, or comes out with more manga for them to adaptate. So, but I'm not going to, so before I end this show, before I end this segment at least, I plan on watching more Burn the Witch. I thought What If was pretty decent. It sucks that I have to wait until the Marvels to be released in like January. Hopefully it's more January and less February. Because I do want to see that movie. I just wasn't willing to go to the movie theaters to see it. So, and I don't plan on seeing Color Purple. So I've seen it already. So, but yeah, I'm going to leave it like that. I'll be right back to talk to you about a little bit about some of the gaming. And then, you know, I'm going to have to head out and do my thing for New Year's Eve. So I'll be right back. So before I close out this episode and enjoy the rest of my New Year's, all I'm really doing is just going to church and recording the service. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the some of the games I was playing. I just recently got a new tablet. I think I mentioned this before in regards to replacing my folding phone with the S8 Ultra, which has been on sale and still on sale. So I don't think it's going to be a never-ending sale, because the way they're making it sound is though it's going to go right back to its original price. I mean, it's only been a year since it's come out. I mean, the S9 has come out. Tablets don't drop in price like phones do when a new version comes out. I mean, they're just dropping the price of the S6 Lite tablet. And I got that tablet like 2-3 years ago. So, Big L uses that tablet personally, but right now I am currently playing My Time in Sandrock, and I've probably got according to the game itself, it's telling me I have a little over 600 hours in the game. And you know, like I said, that's saying something, because I think Starfield I had like 100 and some hours in it, or maybe 200 hours in that game. I stopped playing Starfield though. Nothing against Starfield itself, it's just that when My Time in Sandrock came out, or at least when it came out and I was aware it came out on PC, on console, because according to everything I've looked online, it made it seem like My Time in Sandrock came out on console the same time it came out on PC, and I know that's not true because I looked for it on Xbox and it wasn't there, so I got it on PC. So, but anyway, like I said, I've got like well over 600 hours in that game. It's a single player game, standalone, no online. So I've been enjoying that game. I've been playing some Madden 24. I bought Madden. It's funny because I usually buy 2K and don't buy Madden, but now this year I bought Madden at a discount, but I bought Madden and haven't bought 2K, and I'm intend on waiting to get 2K24 only when it comes down. Like if I can get it for like $20 and less, then I'll probably get it. But to me, this, I've played the trial, and there's not that much of a difference between the trial versus the version I already have, which is the 23 version. Which, by the way, the trial is, that's some guess, that's some terrible like trial. Like EA gives you 10 hours of the trial, which is still pretty low, but I mean 2K is giving you like I think like 5 or 2 hours to play this game. I want to say it's 2 hours, because I know it wasn't as much as 10 hours to play this game, and I'm like don't worry, I haven't even used the whole 2 hours yet. So I was like, don't worry, you don't have to worry about that, because I know the my career mode is virtually the same as last year's, and a lot of the game is the same from last year. So there's no real reason for me to go through, wipe out the whole 2 hours in the game when I know last year's game is actually, a lot of people think it's better than this year's. But yeah, so my time in Sandrock, for people who don't know, my time in Sandrock is a continuation from a Chinese developer that made My Time in Portia. And I happened to play My Time in Portia because it was on Game Pass. And I played so much of that game. I know My Time in Sandrock. I've played more of that than I have My Time in Portia. But I enjoyed it. So, you know, and it seems a lot bigger and a lot other, you know, extra things that's done to it. Hopefully they have a patch, but download some downloadable content like they had for My Time in Portia. And yeah, I'm really enjoying this game. And when I get home from church tonight, I'll probably be playing that. So I just don't want to play right now because then I'll get wrapped up in it and then I'll forget to even go back to church because I've been there this morning. So, but yeah, I'm going to wrap it up here. Like always, for Otaku, by Otaku, thanks for listening, guys. And enjoy the New Year's and Happy New Year if you're hearing this after today. So, peace.